This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to handle manipulation and gaslighting when conflict tactics turn deceptive in a negotiation. Word-for-word scripts to hold your ground when someone rewrites reality. In short, manipulation and gaslighting in a negotiation are not communication failures. They are deliberate tactics, and clarity is your only reliable defense. Name what is happening in specific factual terms, rather than arguing about feelings or intent. A written record before a difficult conversation is your anchor when someone tries to rewrite history. Preparation with exact words matters more in deceptive conflict than in almost any other negotiation situation. Definition: manipulation and gaslighting in negotiation conflict refers to deliberate tactics one party uses to distort facts, deny agreed events, or undermine your confidence in your own perception in order to gain an advantage or avoid accountability during a dispute. I once sat across from a man who looked me in the eye and told me a conversation we'd had the previous week had never happened. He said it calmly. He said it with the kind of steady certainty that makes you start to wonder, for just a moment, whether you're the one misremembering. That moment of doubt, that half second where you question your own mind, is precisely what manipulation and gaslighting are designed to create. I learned that day that having the right words ready is not just useful. It is the difference between holding your ground and walking away having agreed to something that was never true. What you are actually dealing with when conflict turns deceptive. Deceptive conflict tactics in a negotiation tend to arrive in two forms. Manipulation shifts the conversation away from the real issue, creating confusion about what is being discussed and why. Gaslighting denies your experience of events outright, making you feel that your version of reality is unreliable. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe these as tactics that thrive in confusion and die in clarity. The moment you name what is happening and anchor to specific, verifiable facts, the power of these tactics collapses. This is the single principle that makes every script in this article work. Your job in these conversations is not to win an argument about perception. Your job is to stay grounded in what actually happened and keep returning to that ground, calmly, every time the other person tries to pull you away from it. How to use these scripts without sounding rehearsed. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note first so you understand what it is designed to do. Then adapt the words to your own voice. If a phrase feels unnatural when you say it aloud, change it until it sounds like you. Bracket mark every word you need to replace with your own specifics. The rest is a proven structure. Say every script out loud at least twice before you need it. If you cannot say it without stumbling, you will stumble when it counts. Scripts for deceptive conflict tactics in negotiation. Script 1. When someone denies that a previous agreement existed. The situation. You are in a negotiation, and the other party flatly denies something that was agreed in an earlier conversation, putting your position at risk. Why it works. This script does not argue about memory. It anchors immediately to facts and signals that you have a record. It removes the possibility that confusion is genuine by naming the specific details. Standard version. I want to address this directly. What you've described is not what I experienced. On date, we agreed that specific terms. I have notes, emails, a record of that conversation. I'm not going to move forward as though that agreement didn't happen. Can we look at what was actually agreed before we continue? Formal version. I need to clarify something before we proceed. My record of our date conversation shows that we reached agreement on specific terms. I would like us to review that record together. I am not in a position to negotiate on the basis of a different account of what was agreed. Watch for. The other party may shift from denial to reinterpretation, claiming they meant something different. Stay on the facts. If they move the goalposts, name that too. Eamon's note. This is why I always send a short summary email after any significant conversation. Not to be formal. To protect myself. The written record is the anchor. Script 2. Responding to manipulation when someone keeps changing the subject. The situation. Every time you raise the core issue in the negotiation, the other party redirects to a different grievance or question, preventing any resolution. Why it works. This is drawn directly from the work I present in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time. Manipulation thrives in confusion. This script names the pattern and returns the conversation to a single, specific point, taking away the confusion the tactic needs. Standard version.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not what we're here to discuss. Here's the issue I need us to address.
Specific facts. I need you to stop redirecting and engage with what I'm actually raising. Can you do that? Formal version.
I want to acknowledge what you've raised, and I'm willing to discuss that separately.
Right now, I need us to stay focused on specific issue. Continuing to shift the topic is not something I'm able to accept. What is your response to specific issue?
Watch for
silence or an attempt to make you feel unreasonable for insisting. Hold the line. If the conversation stalls, name the stall. I notice we keep moving away from this. I need an answer before we continue. Eamon's note. The urge to follow the redirect is strong. It feels polite. Resist it. Every time you follow, you reward the tactic. Script 3. Addressing gaslighting directly. The situation. Someone is telling you that an event you clearly experienced did not happen the way you remember, or did not happen at all. Why it works.
Gaslighting as a conflict tactic depends on your uncertainty.
This script states your experience as fact, refuses the rewrite, and names the specific truth without emotional escalation.
It is adapted from script 112 in Say It Right Every Time.
Standard version. I know what I experienced. You're telling me it didn't happen that way, but I was there. I remember it clearly. I'm not going to accept a written version of events. Here is what happened.
Specific facts. That is what we need to work from.
Formal version. I want to be direct with you.
I have a clear and specific recollection of event. I am not going to proceed on the basis of a different account. I am asking that we work from what actually occurred.
Specific facts. If there is a genuine disagreement about those facts, I'm prepared to review whatever documentation we both have.
Watch for
an attempt to make you seem emotional or unreasonable. Keep your tone level.
Your calm is what gives these words their strength.
Eamon's note.
Write down what happened as soon as you sense gaslighting may be coming.
Before the next conversation.
Your notes are your ground.
Script 4. Setting a boundary when manipulative tactics keep returning. The situation.
You have already named the manipulation once, and the other party continues to use the same tactics in the same conversation or across multiple conversations.
Why it works. A boundary without enforcement is a suggestion. This script states the boundary and the consequence in plain terms.
It is the applied version of what I cover as boundary enforcement in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, the gap between saying something and meaning it.
Standard version. I've already said I won't engage with this approach. You're doing it again.
I'm going to be clear if we cannot have this conversation based on what actually happened. I'm going to pause this conversation / bring in a third party / put this in writing and come back. I'd rather resolve this now, but I need us to deal in facts.
Formal version. I have noted that this conversation has returned to a pattern I have already addressed. I need to be explicit.
I will not continue to negotiate under these conditions. If we cannot establish an agreed factual basis for this discussion, I will specific consequence. I am prepared to continue the moment we return to what actually occurred.
Watch for a sudden shift to reasonableness. This is not always genuine.
Accept the shift and test it by returning to the facts immediately.
Eamon's note. The consequence has to be real. If you name a consequence you won't follow through on, you lose all ground.
Only say what you mean.
Script 5. When explosive anger is used as a pressure tactic in conflict. The situation.
The other party raises their voice, escalates emotionally, or becomes aggressive in a negotiation, using that energy to pressure you into conceding.
Why it works.
Anger feeds on anger.
When you refuse to provide fuel, the pressure loses its force.
This script, drawn from script 110 and Say It Right Every Time, names what is needed without matching the intensity.
Standard version.
I can see that you're very frustrated, and I do want to understand your position,
but I need us to have this conversation calmly.
I'm asking you to lower your voice so we can actually work through this. If that's not possible right now, I think we should take a break and come back when we're both steady.
Formal version. I recognize that this situation has become emotionally charged for you.
I want to engage with your concerns seriously. However, I am not able to continue this conversation at this level of intensity. I'm requesting that we either lower the temperature now or agree to a defined pause and return at specific time.
Watch for a brief silence followed by a resumed attempt.
Repeat the request once, calmly. If it happens a third time, follow through on the pause.
Eamon's note.
People who feel powerless often raise their voice.
That doesn't make the tactic acceptable. You can have compassion for someone's frustration and still hold the boundary.
Script 6. Moving a deceptive conflict off the wrong communication channel. The situation: gaslighting or manipulation is happening over text or email, where the medium makes it easier to distort, deny, or misrepresent what was said. Why it works: the richer the communication medium, the harder it is to sustain deception. Moving the conversation to a phone or video call, or ideally face-to-face, removes the cover that a lean medium provides. This approach is part of the communication medium richness hierarchy I outline and say it right every time. Standard version: I think we need to have this conversation by phone or in person. Written messages aren't working well enough for something this important. When can we talk? Formal version: I believe the complexity of this issue requires a richer conversation than text or email allows. I would like to arrange a call or in-person meeting at your earliest convenience. I am available times. Please let me know what works for you. Watch for resistance to moving the conversation. If the other party insists on staying in writing only, that itself is information worth noting. You can insist on a call while still sending a follow-up email documenting any agreement reached. Eamon's note: I have learned the hard way that some conversations should never have happened over text. Once something is distorted in writing, it takes twice the effort to correct. Choose your medium before you begin, not after things go wrong. If you find yourself navigating a conflict where the relationship itself has broken down, not just the negotiation, the bridge method for rebuilding working relationships gives you a structured path forward. And when manipulation appears as a response to feedback rather than negotiation, the guidance on responding when someone reacts to your feedback with manipulation or gaslighting will serve you well. Making these scripts sound like you. Read each script out loud, not in your head. Out loud, in the room, at normal speaking pace. Notice where you stumble or where the words feel foreign. Those are the places to adapt. Change the sentence structure if yours tends to be shorter. Swap formal phrasing for plain where you naturally speak plainly. The words in brackets are not the only words you own. The structure is what carries the script's effectiveness. Your voice is what carries its credibility. If you are preparing for a specific high-stakes conversation, I recommend working through the master method from Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time. Mental preparation: anticipating objections, structuring your key points, timing the conversation well, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward. It is a system built specifically for conversations where improvisation is too risky. When unmet needs are driving the conflict beneath the surface, understanding how those needs fuel team conflict gives you an additional layer of context for why tactics like these emerge. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when conflict turns deceptive. These are the patterns I have watched: real people who knew what they wanted to say, but lost the moment anyway. The mistake: arguing about intent rather than facts. Why it happens: when someone denies you reality, the instinct is to challenge their motives. But intent is invisible and unprovable. What to do instead? Return every response to what specifically happened. Facts are solid ground. Intent is a swamp. The mistake: matching the emotional temperature of manipulation. Why it happens: anger provokes anger. It is a near automatic response. What to do instead? Lower your voice when the other person raises theirs. Your calm is not a sign of weakness. It is your clearest signal that you are in control. The mistake: accepting a premise you know is false to keep the peace. Why it happens: the discomfort of confrontation is real and immediate. The cost of capitulation feels abstract. What to do instead? Name the false premise plainly and refuse to negotiate from it. The discomfort of having the conversation is temporary. Agreeing to something untrue has consequences that last. The mistake: using these scripts without preparation. Why it happens: people assume that having read the words means they can produce them under pressure. What to do instead? Practice out loud. Knowing what to do and actually doing it are two different things. Preparation closes that gap. For situations where the conversation itself has already gone badly and needs repair, the recover method gives you a clear recovery path. If you are working with team conflict rather than a one-to-one negotiation, both the deal method for resolving team conflict and the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues offer structured approaches worth having ready. Frequently asked questions. What is manipulation and gaslighting in a negotiation? Manipulation and gaslighting in a negotiation means one party uses deceptive tactics to shift your perception of events, deny what was said, or create confusion to weaken your position. It is a deliberate conflict tactic designed to make you doubt your own memory and judgment. How do you respond to gaslighting during a conflict? Respond by anchoring to specific facts rather than defending your feelings. Name what happened clearly, refuse to accept a written version of events, and keep a written record before sensitive conversations. Clarity is your strongest tool. Gaslighting loses power the moment you stop engaging with the distortion. How do you handle manipulation and gaslighting without escalating the conflict? Keep your voice calm and your words specific. Name the behavior directly without attacking the person. Use phrases that return focus to verifiable facts. Staying factual rather than emotional removes the fuel that manipulation needs to keep burning and reduces the risk of the conversation spiraling further. Should you use email or in-person conversation when gaslighting is happening? When gaslighting is a pattern, written communication creates an anchor record. However, for resolving the conflict itself, an in-person or video conversation is richer and harder to distort. Use email to document agreed facts before and after the conversation, and choose the richest medium available for the actual discussion. What is the master method for high-stakes conflict conversations? The master method from Say It Right Every Time is a six-step framework covering mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing the conversation, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward. It is designed specifically for conversations where the stakes are too high to improvise. How do you set a boundary when someone keeps using manipulative conflict tactics? State the boundary in plain, specific terms and name the consequence clearly. A boundary without enforcement is a suggestion. Use the same calm, direct language each time the tactic appears. Repeating the boundary consistently, without anger, is what makes it real and what eventually shifts the other person's behavior. Handling manipulation and gaslighting in a negotiation conflict is not a matter of being cleverer or more aggressive than the other person. It is a matter of being clearer. Clear about what happened. Clear about what you need. Clear about what you will and will not accept. The scripts in this article give you that clarity in language you can actually say. Prepare them. Trust them. The next time someone tries to rewrite your reality mid-negotiation, you will be ready, and that readiness is everything. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.